A person who examines any corner of the universe, from the giant galaxies in space to the living beings in nature, and from his own body to invisible cells, sees a flawless plan incorporating both order and design. Every spot of the universe overflows with a precise and explicit fact, the fact of creation.
Miracles of the Quran. Fourteen centuries ago, God sent down to humanity the Quran as a book of guidance. He called upon people to be guided to the truth by adhering to this book. Since the day of its revelation to the day of resurrection, this last divine book will remain the sole guide for humanity. The matchless style of the Quran and the superior wisdom in it are definite evidence that it is the word of God. In addition, the Quran has many miraculous attributes proving that it is a revelation from God. One of these attributes is the fact that a number of scientific truths that we have only been able to uncover by the technology of the 20th century were stated in the Quran 1,400 years ago. Of course, the Quran is not a book of science. However, many scientific facts that are expressed in an extremely concise and profound manner in its verses have only been discovered with the technology of the 20th century. These facts could not have been known at the time of the Quran's revelation, and this is still more proof that the Quran is the Word of God. In order to understand the scientific miracle of the Quran, we must first take a look at the level of science at the time when this holy book was revealed. In the 7th century, when the Quran was revealed, Arab society had many superstitious and groundless beliefs where scientific issues were concerned. Lacking the technology to examine the universe and nature, these early Arabs believed in legends inherited from past generations. They supposed, for example, that mountains supported the sky above. They believed that the world was flat and that there were high mountains at both its ends. It was thought that these mountains were pillars that kept the vault of heaven high above. However, all these superstitious beliefs of Arab society were eliminated with the Quran. In the second verse of Surat Al-Ra'd, it was said, "God is He who raised up the heavens without any support." Surat Al-Ra'd 2. This verse invalidated the belief that the sky remains above because of the mountains. In many other subjects, important facts were revealed at a time when no one could have known them. The Quran, which was revealed at a time when people knew very little about astronomy, physics, or biology, contains key facts on a variety of subjects, such as the creation of the universe, the creation of the human being, the structure of the atmosphere, and the delicate balances that make life on Earth possible.
In this program, we will talk about some of the scientific truths revealed in the Quran. Firstly, we will review the issues related with the creation of the universe and the extraordinary balances in nature in light of the verses of the Quran.
The origin of the universe is described in the Quran in the following verse. He is the originator of the heavens and the earth.
Surat Al-An'am 101.
This information given in the Quran is in full agreement with the findings of contemporary science. The conclusion that astrophysics has reached today is that the entire universe, together with the dimensions of matter and time, came into existence as a result of a great explosion that occurred in no time. This event, known as the Big Bang, proved that the universe was created from nothingness as the result of the explosion of a single point. Modern scientific circles are in agreement that the Big Bang is the only rational and provable explanation of the beginning of the universe and of how the universe came into being. Before the Big Bang, there was no such thing as matter. From a condition of non-existence, in which neither matter nor energy nor even time existed, and which can only be defined metaphysically, matter, energy, and time were all created. This fact, only recently discovered by modern physics, was announced to us in the Quran 1,400 years ago. The expansion of the universe. In the Quran, which was revealed 14 centuries ago, at a time when the science of astronomy was still primitive, the expansion of the universe was described like this. "And it is we who have constructed the heaven with might, and verily it is we who are steadily expanding it." Surat Ad-Dariyat 47. The word heaven, as stated in this verse, is used in various places in the Quran with the meaning of space and universe. Here again, the word is used with this meaning. In other words, in the Quran, it is communicated that the universe expands. And this is the very conclusion that science has reached today. Until the dawn of the 20th century, the only view prevailing in the world of science was that the universe has a constant nature, and it has existed since infinite time. The research, observations, and calculations carried out by means of modern technology, however, revealed that the universe, in fact, had a beginning, and that it constantly expands. At the beginning of the 20th century, the Russian physicist Alexander Friedman and the Belgian cosmologist Georges Lemaître theoretically calculated that the universe is in constant motion and that it is expanding. This fact was proved also by observational data in 1929. While observing the sky with a telescope, Edwin Hubble, the American astronomer, discovered that the stars and galaxies were constantly moving away from each other. A universe where everything constantly moves away from each other implied a constantly expanding universe. The observations carried out in the following years verified that the universe constantly expands. This fact was explained in the Quran when it was yet unknown by anyone. This is because the Quran is the word of God, the creator and the ruler of the entire universe. While referring to the sun and the moon in the Quran, it is emphasized that each moves in a certain orbit. It is He who created the night and the day, and the sun and the moon. They swim along, each in an orbit. Surat Al-Anbiya 33. It is mentioned in another verse too that the sun is not static, but moves in a certain orbit. "And the sun runs to its resting place. That is the decree of the Almighty, the All-Knowing." Surah Yasin 38. These facts communicated in the Quran have been discovered by astronomical observations in our age. According to the calculations of experts on astronomy, the sun is traveling at the enormous speed of 720,000 kilometers an hour in the direction of the star Vega, in a particular orbit called the solar apex. This means that the sun travels roughly 17,280,000 kilometers a day. Along with the sun, all planets and satellites within the gravitational system of the sun also travel the same distance. In addition, all the stars in the universe are in a similar planned motion. That the entire universe is full of paths and orbits such as this one is inscribed in the Quran as follows: by the sky full of paths and orbits.
Surat Ad-Dhariyat 7.
There are about 200 billion galaxies in the universe, consisting of nearly 200 billion stars in each. Most of these stars have planets, and most of those planets have satellites. All of these heavenly bodies move in very precisely computed orbits. For millions of years, each has been swimming along in its own orbit in perfect harmony and order with all the others. Moreover, many comets also move along in the orbits determined for them. The orbits in the universe do not only belong to celestial bodies. The galaxies also travel at enormous speeds in computed, planned orbits. During these movements, none of these celestial bodies cut across another's path or collide with another. Indeed, it has been observed that some galaxies pass through each other with none of their components touching each other. Surely, at the time the Quran was revealed, humankind did not possess today's telescopes or advanced observation technologies to observe space in a range of millions of kilometers, nor the modern knowledge of physics or astronomy. Therefore, at that time, it was not possible to determine scientifically that space is full of paths and orbits, as stated in the verse. However, this was openly declared to us in the Quran that was revealed at that time, because the Quran is the word of God. In the Quran, God calls our attention to a very interesting attribute of the sky. We made the sky a preserved and protected roof, yet still they turn away from our signs.
Surat Al-Anbiya 32.
This attribute of the sky has been proved by scientific research done in the 20th century. The atmosphere surrounding the earth serves crucial functions for the continuity of life. While destroying many meteors, big and small, as they approach the earth, it prevents them from falling to earth and harming living things. In addition, the atmosphere filters the light rays coming from space that are harmful to living beings. Interestingly, the atmosphere lets only harmless and useful rays, visible light, near ultraviolet light, and radio waves pass through. All of this radiation is vital for life. Near ultraviolet rays, which are only partially let in by the atmosphere, are very important for the photosynthesis of plants and for the survival of all living beings. The majority of the intensive ultraviolet rays emitted from the sun are filtered out by the ozone layer of the atmosphere, and only a limited and essential part of the ultraviolet spectrum reaches the earth. The protective function of the atmosphere does not end here. The atmosphere also protects the earth from the freezing cold of the space, which is about -270 degrees centigrade. It is not only the atmosphere that protects the Earth from harmful effects. In addition to the atmosphere, the Van Allen belt, a layer caused by the magnetic field of the Earth, also serves as a shield against the harmful radiation that threatens our planet. This radiation, which is constantly emitted by the Sun and other stars, is deadly to living things. If the Van Allen belt did not exist, the massive outbursts of energy called solar flares that occur frequently in the sun would destroy all life on Earth. The energy transmitted in just one of these flashes detected in recent years was calculated to be the equivalent to 100 billion atomic bombs, similar to the one dropped on Hiroshima. 58 hours after the flash, it was observed that the magnetic needles of compasses displayed unusual movement, and 250 kilometers above the Earth's atmosphere, the temperature suddenly increased to 2,500 degrees Celsius. In short, a perfect system is at work high above the Earth. It surrounds our world and protects it against external threats. Scientists only learned about it recently. Yet, centuries ago, we were informed in the Quran about the world's atmosphere functioning as a protective shield. One fact about the universe revealed in the verses of the Quran is that the sky is made up of seven layers. This scientific fact is stated in the verses as follows. It is He who created everything on the earth for you, and then directed His attention up to heaven, and arranged it into seven regular heavens. He has knowledge of all things. Surat Al-Baqarah 29. Then He turned to heaven when it was smoke. Surat Al-Fusilat 11. In 2 days He determined them as seven heavens, and revealed in every heaven its own mandate. Surat Al-Fusilat 12. The word heavens, which appears in many verses in the Quran, is used to refer to the sky of the earth as well as the entire universe. Given this meaning of the word, it is seen that the earth's sky, or the atmosphere, is made up of seven layers. Indeed, today it is known that the world's atmosphere consists of different layers that lie on top of each other. Furthermore, it consists, just as is described in the Quran, exactly of seven layers. In a scientific source, the subject is described as follows. Scientists have found that the atmosphere consists of several layers. The layers differ in such physical properties as pressure and the types of gases. The layer of the atmosphere closest to Earth is called the troposphere. It contains around 90% of the total mass of the atmosphere. The layer above the troposphere is called the stratosphere. The ozone layer is part of the stratosphere, where absorption of ultraviolet rays occurs. The layer above the stratosphere is called the mesosphere. The thermosphere lies above the mesosphere. The ionized gases form a layer within the thermosphere called the ionosphere. The outermost part of Earth's atmosphere extends from about 480 kilometers out to 960 kilometers. This part is called the exosphere. If we count the number of layers cited in this source, we see that the atmosphere consists of exactly seven layers, just as stated in the verse. It is a great miracle that these facts, which could not possibly be discovered without the technology of the 20th century, were explicitly stated by the Quran 1,400 years ago. There is no doubt that it is impossible for these pieces of information to be known at the time the Quran was revealed. We have to state that the information imparted in the Quran, which could not have been known at that time, is not limited to these. The 11th verse of Surat At-Tariq in the Quran refers to the returning function of the sky. By heaven with its cyclical systems. Surat At-Tariq 11. This word, interpreted as cyclical in Quran translations, also has meanings of sending back or returning. As known, the atmosphere surrounding the earth consists of many layers. Each layer serves an important purpose for life's benefit. Research has revealed that these layers have the function of turning the materials or rays they are exposed to back into space or back down to Earth. Now let us examine, with a few examples, this recycling function of the layers encircling the Earth. The troposphere, 13 to 15 kilometers above the Earth, enables water vapor rising from the surface to be condensed and turned back down to the Earth as rain. The ozone layer, at an altitude of 25 kilometers, reflects harmful radiation and ultraviolet light coming from space and turns both back into space.
The ionosphere reflects radio waves broadcast from the Earth back down to different parts of the world, just like a passive communications satellite, and thus makes wireless communication, radio and television broadcasting possible over long distances. The fact that this property of the sky's layers, which could only be scientifically discovered recently, was declared centuries ago in the Quran, once again demonstrates that the Quran is the word of God. The information given about the mountains has an important place among the scientific miracles of the Quran. The Quran draws attention to a very important geological function of mountains. We placed firmly embedded mountains on the earth so that it would not move under them. Surat Al-Anbiya 31. As noticed, it is stated in the verse that the mountains have the function of preventing shocks on the earth. This fact was not known by anyone at the time the Quran was revealed. It was in fact brought to light recently as a result of the findings of modern geology. According to these findings, mountains emerge as a result of the movements and collisions of massive plates forming the earth's crust. When two plates collide, the stronger one slides under the other. The one on top bends and forms heights and mountains. The layer beneath proceeds under the ground and makes a deep extension downward. That means that mountains have a portion stretching downwards as large as their visible portion on the earth. In a scientific text, the structure of mountains is described by saying, where continents are thicker, as in mountain ranges, the crust sinks deeper into the mantle. In a verse, this role of the mountains is pointed out through a comparison with pegs. Have we not made the earth as a bed, and the mountains its pegs? Surat An-Naba 6-7. Mountains, in other words, clench the plates in the earth's crust together by extending above and beneath the earth's surface at the conjunction points of these plates. In this way, they fix the earth's crust and prevent it from drifting over the magma stratum or among its plates. Briefly, we may liken mountains to nails that keep wood pieces together. This vital role of mountains that was discovered by modern geology and seismic research was revealed in the Quran centuries ago as an example of the supreme wisdom in God's creation. We placed firmly embedded mountains on the earth, so it would not move under them. Surat Al-Anbiya 31. However, this is not the only information about mountains relayed in the Quran. In one of the verses, we are informed that the mountains are not motionless as they seem, but they are in constant motion. You will see the mountains you reckoned to be solid going past like clouds. Such is the artistry of God, who disposes of all things in perfect order. Surely He is aware of what you do. Surat An-Naml 88. This motion of the mountains is caused by the movement of the earth's crust that they are located on. The earth's crust sort of floats over the mantle layer, which is denser. It was at the beginning of the 20th century when, for the first time in history, a German scientist by the name of Alfred Wegener proposed that the continents of the Earth had been attached together at the initial phases of the world, but then drifted in different directions and thus separated as they moved away from each other. Geologists understood that Wegener was right only in the 1980s, 50 years after his death, discovered as a result of the geological research carried out at the beginning of the 20th century. This movement of the Earth's crust is explained by scientists as follows. The crust and the uppermost part of the mantle, with a thickness of about 100 kilometers, are divided into segments called plates. There are six major plates and several small ones.
According to the theory called plate tectonics, these plates move about on Earth, carrying continents and ocean floor with them. Continental motion has been measured at from 1 to 5 centimeters per year. As the plates continue to move about, this will produce a slow change in Earth's geography. Each year, for instance, the Atlantic Ocean becomes slightly wider. There is a very important point to be stated here. God has referred to the motion of mountains as a drifting action in the verse. Today, modern scientists also use the term continental drift for this motion. Unquestionably, it is one of the miracles of the Quran that this scientific fact, which has been recently discovered by science, was announced in the Quran. Another scientific miracle of the Quran has to do with the source of the element iron found in the earth. In Surat Al-Hadid, meaning iron, we are given the following information about this element. And we sent down iron, in which there lies great force, and which it has many uses for mankind. Surat Al-Hadid 25. The word sent down, particularly used for iron in the verse, could be thought of having a metaphorical meaning to explain that iron is given to the service of people. But when we take into consideration the literal meaning of the word, which is being physically sent down from the sky, we realize that this verse implies a very significant scientific miracle. This is because modern astronomical findings have disclosed that the metal of iron found in our world has come down from giant stars in outer space. The heavy metals in the universe are produced in the nucleus of big stars. Our solar system, however, does not have a suitable structure to produce iron on its own. Iron can only be produced in much bigger stars than the Sun, where the temperature reaches a few hundred million degrees. When the amount of iron exceeds a certain level in a star, the star can no longer bear it, and eventually it explodes in what is called a nova or a supernova. As a result of this explosion, meteors containing iron are scattered around the universe and they move through the void until attracted by the gravitational force of a celestial body. All this shows that the metal iron did not form on the Earth, but was carried from exploding stars in space via meteors and was sent down to Earth, exactly the same way as stated in the verse. It is clear that this fact could not have been scientifically known in the 7th century when the Quran was revealed.